The scriptures teach that as Christians, we've been crucified with Christ, and therefore our lives are not our own. In fact, we live in this life by faith. And sometimes that faith is severely tested. There's a hymn called "It Is Well With My Soul." It was written by a man named Horatio Spafford. He was a wealthy lawyer from Chicago, and in 1870, he lost his only son to scarlet fever. A year later, the Great Chicago Fire broke out and wiped out nearly all of his real estate assets. Then, a couple of years later, the economy took a dive, and he was even more affected financially. In order to help boost the family spirits, he sent his wife and four daughters overseas to attend a rally by D.L. Moody. At the last minute, he wasn't able to go because of some business concerns, and so he sent them, and he said, "I'll meet up with you shortly." Well, halfway across the Atlantic Ocean, their boat was struck by another vessel, and it sunk to the bottom of the ocean. When Horatio Spafford's wife, Anna, got to a place where she could telegram him about the incident, her message only had two words: "Saved alone." His four daughters drowned in the accident. He was obviously devastated, and as he boarded a ship to sail across the ocean to meet up with his grieving wife, he spent many hours on the bow of that ship, looking over the edge at the waters that had claimed the life of his four precious daughters. And when he got to about the spot where they perished, he penned these words: "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." That's really the same message that Peter gives us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19. He reminds us that sometimes we're going to suffer according to the will of God. But when we do, we're supposed to entrust our souls to a faithful Creator. If our faith is strong enough to do that, we'll be able to say, like Horatio Spafford did, "Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul."
Catch this agenda so that we will take the proper bearing, correct bearing, so that we will know how we interpret and understand the things that happen to us, happen to man generally. There is nothing happening in the world today that God didn't know. And He has prepared to face it. Around the world, they are arranged by the enemy, Satan. But God, who has the power to stop it, does not stop it. He allows it. He didn't send it, but He allows it, because even at the end, He will use it to work out His purpose. My God will deliver us. Then He added two things. I know He will deliver. He said, "I know." That is revelation. Then He added, "Even if He doesn't," it's another revelation. That even the silence of God is answer to your prayer. For how He works it, we don't understand. Settle this and let the whole world know that you are not serving God so that you will make money. Therefore, poverty cannot disturb my worship of God. Amen. the day that you will come to an estate in your faith where the only reason that you will serve this God is because He first loved you. For while I was yet a sinner, He made a way for my escape from the condemnation that is coming upon this world. That's why we serve Him under any condition. The guarantee of trusting in the Lord God. Look, the worst they can do to you is to kill you. And for me to live is Christ. To die is what? Unconditional love, so that you understand your relationship with God is for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until He comes to take me home. Listen, Son of God, listen, Daughter of God. He will not share His glory with anyone concerning you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, let's stop looking at witches and wizards and look at the author and finisher of our faith. He is the Alpha. He is the beginning. He owns me. I am a purchased property of His. Who is that mountain that can stand against the Zerubbabel? Who can stand?